It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. Go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You can join us on the phone lines at 800-636-1067 because it is an open line Thursday. You can talk about the Ovi Great Chase. You can talk about all of the fisticuffs between the Caps and the Hurricanes last night in Raleigh. That game did not go the way for the good guys. It's a toughie coming off of the second of a back-to-back with travel. I don't know why Valdez convinced me to bet that game. I don't know what we were doing.
What's their record now on those back-to-backers on the road?
You asked. He said it's 1-3
now. It's 1-3.
With last night's result, 1-3.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Open line Thursday. You can talk about whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
EB, I'm going to tee you up. I did see that Paige Spiranak put out a new post. Apparently, she's been working her booty a lot.
I have no idea. You're teeing me up on something I didn't know.
Such a cringeworthy phrase.
I don't see why I used it.
I don't see all her poses.
Working her booty.
All her posts.
She said that she had no ass.
Ah, okay.
Mm. Is that true?
Maybe she's my spirit animal. Maybe we're one and the same. Same sort of deal.
So this is her tweet you're talking about from yesterday. It almost looks like she got a BBL. Valdez, did you see the before and after?
Yeah, I saw.
What do you think?
Could be squats.
Could squats really do that? That's a dramatic difference.
Squats and lunges, for sure.
Like that? I mean, I know it makes your butt a little
and
more
you
round.
You do the, I don't even know the name of the machine, where you're like laying on your stomach and you pull it up with your legs.
Don't know. I'm vexed over here. I couldn't tell you what the name of that machine is.
Look at the dramatic difference. So here she has your butt. Right? And then now.
She said that she went from having my back connect to my thighs
right.
to this.
It's pretty incredible.
It's pretty pronounced.
She said it's not the biggest peach but I've been working harder than
think?
I ever have in the gym and also
fake?
My diet.
Trav, you think fake?
I think you might be onto something.
Yeah, me.
She had a procedure.
I mean, the rest of her body isn't like toned or anything. Just her perfect butt all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard.
And she's like, you know, she's getting older.
What is the time difference between those two picks? Do we know?
No. I mean, she's definitely thicker than she was in the other picture.
She's 32, and she just all of a sudden has the tightest butt ever.
I don't know. I'm calling it shenanigans. She had some sort of process.
Possible, but I mean, you definitely can change your physique by doing certain exercises.
No, there's no question.
And she already was in shape.
But that's a dramatic. That's like literally, like she said, her back connecting to her hamstrings to just having like a perfect butt.
Also, it could be the shorts.
Yes, it's the shorts. A lot of it is the shorts.
The shorts, too. Boy, if you make those kind of shorts, they should sell a billion of them.
They should be wildly popular.
Every woman should have a pair of their shorts.
They make shorts like that? They could really make your butt look...
Accentuate the butt?
They do?
I don't know.
You could use a pair.
I could use a pair. Get me a pair. What are those, lavender? What color are we looking at there?
I guess.
I can wear those.
Do it on your next run. You can do it on his next run.
No, I can't wear... I'm going to wear booty shorts on a run.
Yeah, I'll pay you.
Right, that would be quite a scene.
I've retweeted it at Chunks Radio if you want to check it out. I thought you would have seen that story, EB. What? I saw a couple golf stories yesterday.
Yeah, here's those another.
Those aren't the golf stories he's looking at.
No, the other golf story had to do with Brooks Koepka lamenting that Liv hasn't gotten to where he expected. Now he's still collecting his check.
Yeah, boo-hoo. Is he going to return all the money? Like, stop it already.
Is he saying that he's regretting?
I can punch up the exact quotes. I don't think so.
He just thought
it would be further along.
He's just saying, I'm honoring my contract. He's under contract with Liv through, is it next year?
But after that, he's going back.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to John in McLean. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. First, for the statue, I would vote for the sky point for Ovechkin.
The sky point. That's like his iconic move.
Love it. Yeah. So, hey, Jason, you were talking earlier about your buddy having conference calls on the golf course.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally on it.
Every time I play with him, he has a conference call.
So I play a lot. I had a guy do that, and another guy in our foursome looked at him and said, hey, great, you're multitasking, playing golf and annoying everyone at once.
Uh-huh. It's a good point.
Listen, I don't care. You do whatever you want to do, but I'm not going to sit there and wait on my shot while you're on the phone. I just got to do my thing.
It's only acceptable if you're a doctor. Otherwise, no way.
Yeah. But these guys who never go into the office.
What's your buddy's line of business?
He's in like IT sales.
Hmm. Okay,
but
you know what?
Yeah.
But that goes back to the earlier point about guys working remotely. They're not working. They're playing golf.
Right, right, right. So when they are working, they're doing this fictitious, conference call, where they're not even hearing one syllable of the conference, and but it takes 45 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not. Nonsense.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate it, bud.
All right. Take care, guys.
I'm sorry. I can't concentrate now. I'm looking at thousands of Paige Spearneck videos and pictures.
Now you're down the wormhole.
And it's not because, she's an attractive girl. It's not because that. I'm literally trying to investigate and analyze if she got butt implants. Uh-huh. There's a video, Valdez, from June 22nd, 2024. She's on the sim, and she's wearing the tights and everything. And, she has like a normal butt. Like normal.
Doing the
butt. Not like cakes.
She doing the butt.
But normal. And now it looks outrageous.
It doesn't look outrageous.
It kind of looks outrageous.
I think the shorts are framing her butt.
And she's also sticking it out for the picture.
Those other shorts were not, they just weren't
flattering.
Yeah, they weren't complimentary.
All right, hold on. How can I do this? I'm going to put this in the, how do I do this, cakes? Some sort of like group DM or something.
You think I know how to do that from here?
I'm going to, Valdez, I'm going to send this to you. Drabby, I'm going to send this to you. I want you to look.
2 hours ago, I was asking a caller how he knew what we looked like.
Yeah.
I'm a full-fledged boomer. You're asking how to do, DM groups?
All right, look at that video. This is literally from a year ago. Less than a year ago, where she's in the sim, and she looks great. But now the butt is outrageous.
Valdez, do you have any video of her when she was an in-studio guest of the Junk several years back.
I don't follow her on social media.
Yeah.
I know that she's known for the golf pictures and
cleavage pictures. She's a real player.
I understand that, but has she trended towards posting fitness pictures the last few months? Because she's claiming she's gone on a fitness journey and worked her tail off.
I mean, does she
maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
I don't know.
Maybe they're looking
at
that big butt of yours.
Does she show gym pics and stuff like that?
That's That's round.
No, yeah. And normal. I would say it's normal. Normal.
I think I think you're just getting caught up, swept up in the angle.
Yeah, maybe. I think a little bit was the angle.
And maybe the shorts.
And
I don't
she
know.
Probably looked.
I'm suspicious.
If that was normal. Most girls' butts look like that.
So but you think that's not a huge difference?
No, I just think she's very attractive.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah. I think she got some enhancements.
I think I'm on team enhancement. What about the jugs? All natural? So there's some rumors.
She's been very adamant a long time about
her jugs.
They've
been natural.
Yeah, but if you see a picture of her high school or like early college, mm-hmm. them jugs weren't like that.
You've done a lot of before and after research.
Yeah, I can remember that used to be the controversy, the jugs. Now it's gone to the butt.
Well, she's brought it to the forefront.
Yeah. I mean,
get it for
yeah, I, front. I like what you did there, JP.
I mean, what a career she's carved out.
Let me ask you this. Could you get to the 18th hole?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Just by watching her in the sim.
Her? No.
You know, and just her doing her golf vids.
No.
I think you might be able to complete your round.
You don't understand how broken my brain is.
Okay.
It's like
I know it's very jaded.
It's so jaded.
I understand.
It's like broken. I mean, it takes a
borderline like Nick Cage in 8mm.
I need
trying to get to the bottom.
I need
of that
a lot
mystery.
Going. I like a lot going on.
I understand
to get in the mood, Cakes.
I got this video you sent on a loop.
You can't stop
mesmerizing.
Watching it.
I think she's got a divot on the front nine. By the way, if you take a look. Yeah.
There's another one.
Zoom in hard enough, you can see it.
You know what I mean?
Hilda, here's another one. Looks like she's in the sim. This is from April.
Show's come to a screech.
Yeah. Sorry.
I apologize. I did it. I also brought the Brooks Koepka story.
Paul Drabb's going to be doing till noon is called Pinch Zooming. A lot of page
here you go. Here's
pictures.
Another one. This is from 2 months earlier.
So right? You're not buying sim. The physique change due to fitness.
Listen, I know we've all
it's
been
not
gyms.
Natural.
I've seen people. It's just an outrageous curvature that she has going on.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that outrageous.
Even my own, I can't say it. I can't say it. I know people can make changes going to the gym, but that's like, all of a sudden she turned into like Kim Kardashian.
Oh, I'm so distraught.
And we know Kim Kardashian's not real. That's like the most outrageous butt in the country.
Mm-hmm. Hope Mrs. Bickle's not listening to this segment. She's not going to like it very much.
It's not bad. It's pretty benign.
She'll call Eric during the show.
She'll call me during the show. I know.
Like she did yesterday.
Anyway, what do you think about these? You're dying to say something.
No, I'm actually, I can't wait for Masters Week. She's going to put out.
What does she do?
She had a golf tap.
Yeah. She had a golf tap.
golf tap.
Yeah, right.
It's cleaning up. It's cleaning promotion. More than your clubs.
Yeah.
How much does she make per year?
Oh, probably $5-10 million. I mean, millions.
Yep.
And I know that she was a golfer, but she never was a.
No, she tried to play on
a
professional tour, and it just.
She
didn't have the confidence.
She has nearly
she
seven.
She was like an average college golfer.
She's a pretty good college golfer.
She's still fine. It's
good. She's a great player. You know, probably like a plus one or scratch or something. Like she's a good player, but.
I mean, she has nearly 7 million followers
across
Instagram.
Does she live in Florida or California?
TikTok.
I think she might live currently in like Arizona or Colorado.
Oh,
I think
Arizona.
She moved to like where
she's living on Drab's computer right now from the looks of things. That's where she's living.
The upset of all upsets is when she joined us in the studio. EB was on vacation.
She wasn't here. Yeah, he missed out.
Yeah.
She was very shy though, right? Because I think she has like social, like
yeah, she's
anxiety.
Pretty quiet. And
yeah.
She was dressed conservatively.
Yeah, she had a dress on.
She was going to Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
The wrong day.
You don't think she was? Yeah. She wasn't going to wear a little outfit.
No.
All right. But you would have noticed if she had a caboose like that.
A boost.
In studio?
Yeah, you would have known.
She was wearing like a nun skirt.
She's wearing like a business, business suit.
Yeah. I think Drab sniffed the chair afterwards.
Very aggressive.
Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. I was wondering as we came into April, you know, I was looking at the sports calendar and thought, okay, because I was trying to track when the Final Four is. And then I realized, like, shoot, like, right after that, we got the Masters. It just snuck up on me. Mm-hmm. And then the NFL draft is right after that. And it just had me asking myself, is April the best sports month of the year?
No, clearly no.
What is that?
I think it's a good month, but I don't know if it's the best month.
I think, like, September or October are the best.
Yeah, I mean, I think the start of college football and the NFL in the same weeks, I think that's got to be up there.
I love that too, but April covers just so much ground in different sports, which I appreciate. I'm a football guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But
what do you think is the single?
I don't mind April because you've got, like you said, you got the Masters, you got the Final Four the first weekend, you got the Masters.
And it just
week after that
signals beautiful weather.
You've got the NFL draft. You got baseball starting up. It's not. It's up there, but it's not better than the fall.
What's your single favorite week?
Single favorite week.
It is. It just is.
It's up there, but I don't know the start of
week
college
one
football.
Of the NFL. Week one of
college football. Championship week, I love in college football.
But like week one of college football, like the first week or two where they have like Nubs games.
I know, but there's so many
NFL
games.
NFL week one's pretty great.
NFL week one.
Pretty damn good. It's hard to beat.
Yeah, I mean, like, NFL playoffs is a damn good week. Wild cards.
I mean, those are all fun.
Yeah.
But this is just heaven. This is just next level.
It's better than anything in June, July, or August.
I don't think
August are the worst.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, you've got some big golf tournaments sprinkled in there, but no, April is. I bet you April's probably top three.
The open lines are kind of fire today.
Kind of hitting,
right?
Sure.
Been a while since we had a good open line Thursday. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, guys? Everybody talks about Ashton Gentry from Boise State. I think O'Marion Hampton's an even better running back prospect in North Carolina. The Commanders should just stay at 29. If he is there, I'd jump all over it. There was a couple times in the NFC Championship game where there's an outside zone stretch run that O'Marion Hampton's taking that as a house call.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're keeping up with Saquon. So I think it's a no-brainer. If you're there, don't trade back. Just go ahead and get another game breaker to put on that offense.
I don't hate adding something to the running back room, and if he's still there, I don't think he's going to be there because it seems like his stock is soaring.
You'd probably have to trade up to get him because I think he's going to go in the top 20.
Yeah, but it'd be tough.
You never know.
Well, that's wild that he's at hype now, and it's getting to that point. But,
he's really good, no doubt. And he's bigger than Gentry, so he might be a little bit more durable.
You know, you I really brought the show to a halt. We were vibing.
I'm punching out.
All right. We were vibing on Paige Spiranak, and then we went to your boring Skins call.
Well, you hyped up his call. You were like, open lines are popping. And then Matt Stafford, a.k.a. from Stafford, brought us down a few pegs.
He did bring us
down. Sorry, we'll try to rescue it at some point. Right. Show's not over. Don't forget, coming up at
8. Make that your poll of the day, JP. It's Paige's butt.
Is it real or is it fake?
Real or fake?
All right. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Surfside poll of the day. You have the Reed Cakes, right?
I do. Hold on. Let me find it. There it is. Junkies poll is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety. 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Don't forget Nick Dowd from the Caps. He'll join us at 8:20.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity, qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, are you? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts, so they last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Hopefully, we'll be joined shortly by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals, coming off the loss to the Canes last night.
Let's be honest.
Surprise the
Dowd. He's always dicey.
Yeah. Well, plus they got home late last night.
He's always running around with the kids.
What time do you think they got it back from Raleigh?
I mean,
1 o'clock.
1 in the morning, yeah. Like 1:30.
He's got young kids.
It's dicey.
Yeah, I would say. I would agree.
Dowder's going to be taking a nap, just like old Johnny Flakes, in about 3 or 4 hours.
JP, what's the early return on the page poll?
78% say not a natty.
Right. Natty or not.
Got it.
Hey, you should put the picture, like reply with the picture.
You can't do the picture in the poll? You can't do the picture in the poll, but the picture is right beneath it if you go to our Twitter page, at Junks Radio.
Can you retweet it with the picture? You know what I mean? Like, quote tweet it? So you can see picture.
Not sure. You can try it.
All right. Let's head out to the Rude guest hotline. Oh. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals, powered by Verizon. Dowder, good morning. How are you?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How you guys doing?
I mean, you got to be wiped out at this point, right? Back-to-back games, travel back home. How are you holding up physically right now?
Yeah, I mean, after any back-to-back, you're pretty exhausted, and you get home, and you're, you know, right into the mix of it with the kiddos, and, you know, which is nice. It's nice to wake up to them. But any back-to-back is definitely gonna tire you out, especially with travel, like you said. Yep.
What time did you get back to your house last night?
Last night, well, actually wasn't too bad because the flight from Carolina is only like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably got back around
midnight.
Probably laid down around 1:45.
Oh, it's still pretty late.
Yeah, because we had Carbs on yesterday and we asked him about getting from, I'm sorry, who'd they play before? They played Boston.
Yeah.
Boston to Raleigh, and he said the exact same thing. He says, yeah, I got back in the hotel room about 1:45. Crazy.
I think last. The night come from Boston, I fell asleep at like 1:51. I remember, which was early because I typically, like, you don't fall asleep right when you get into the hotel room. You know, it takes a second to wind down. Like, there's, you know, you're flying, there's bright lights on the bus. Like, you know, it takes a second to wind down. So, yeah, I was actually impressed that I fell asleep so early.
Who do you sit next to on the plane?
Me and Reamer, Trevor Van Riemsdyk. So it's good, good chop session.
What do you guys do?
Just talk.
What do we do? I'd say if I don't bug Reams, he puts the headphones on and he's like a bit of like a podcaster, or, you know, he watches some Barstool stuff quite a bit. But he's open to chatting. And so if I get in his ear a little bit, the headphones come off, and then, you know, and then I'll start chopping with me, and we'll, you know, we sit next to the card table too, which is
entertaining.
A lot of comedy. Yeah, yeah. Very, very entertaining.
What's the card game of choice on most Capitals flights?
I think they play 13 up, 13 down. You guys familiar with that one?
No. Please explain.
I mean, I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but there's four guys, and you start at one or you start at 13. I don't think it really matters, but you deal one card out, and then you cut the deck, flip a card, and that's the suit that is Trump, meaning like that's the suit that beats all suits. So like if the card that's flipped over that the deck is cut is a heart, then any heart can beat any other suit. And then if you both play a heart, it's the highest heart that wins. So that's like right. A two of heart would be like an ace of spades, but like a three of hearts would beat a two of hearts. So then you know, no one sees your cards. You go around kind of left of the dealer, I believe. And, you lay your suit, and the whole point of the game is you have to call your tricks, which is a point.
Betting?
I think they play. Yeah. I think it's like if you burn, which means you don't get the amount of points that you originally call before the card is played,
right.
You know, then you go down like, you know, 5 points or 10 points. And then, so to get to the end of the game is you go 13 up. So if you start at one card dealt, then you go to two card dealt, and then three card dealt, and then four, and then you go all the way up to 13, and then you go 13 all the way back down. And then I think at the end of the game, you know, they've kept score from every single hand of, you know, who got their points, which is like a plus five, and then who burned, which means you didn't get your points, and that's like a minus five. So, you know, by the end of the game, you might be a couple $100 down or whatever it is. It's nothing crazy, but there's definitely money involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a four-way game, not a team game. So you don't have a partner. You're playing all against the other three.
Yeah. You're playing all against the other, which is great because that's what leads to the comedy is that, you know, guys are trying to get theirs and,
it's similar to four-way. It's similar to four-way spades,
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
So, yep. Doubter, yeah, last night's game between you guys and the Canes got super chippy. And looking at the box, you know, usually you had 12 penalty minutes in last night's game.
Yeah.
Most nights that's going to lead the team in penalty minutes. But you look down the list. Duhaime had 15 penalty minutes. Mikey had 19. Willie had 14. He's no stranger to the penalty box, but I mean, that was a wild game. You were chirping at somebody from the penalty box. Take us through what kind of lit the fuse there between you guys and the Canes.
Well, I mean, it's a good rivalry. You know, they're a good hockey team, and that building's you know, it's a tough place to play. I think they have one of the best home records, if not the best, in the NHL. So they play a little different at home than they do on the road.
They're 30-9 at home, by the way.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, they're a good hockey team, and going into that building, you know what you're going to get. And you know, I wouldn't say it was anything in particular, except for, you know, I think we were down a little bit. The game got away from us, you know, at times, and guys get frustrated. And then, you know, I think if guys feel, you know how it goes. You feel slighted in any way, then it's well that, you know, if we're down 5-1, I'm gonna try and take some skin here. So. But I mean, I don't know. There's nothing in particular. You know how it goes. That happens time to time. People get frustrated and kind of boils over a little bit.
Do you think Ovi is getting sick of getting asked about breaking Gretzky's record before every single game at this point?
Comes with the territory.
I mean, you know, great. What is it with great power comes great responsibility. Mm-hmm. So I think, he's going to be asked about that even after he breaks it. I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's like me being like, you know, the only question I got asked in my whole career was, Nick, how did you grow up in Alabama and play hockey? And it's like, guys, we've answered this like 1,000 times.
Right.
Like,
you're tired of giving that answer. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's my great chase, question that Ovi gets the equivalent. So, I think he, you know what, I think O is doing a great job of managing, the media. You know, we don't, it's not like we have a crazy media here in Washington. You know, if this was happening in Montreal or Vancouver or Toronto, that would be much different. But even saying so, like, I mean, I'm sure he's dealing with a bunch of people reached out to him, text, phone calls. Like, he's probably dealing with a lot of external stuff, and he's doing a great job of continuing to play well and kind of manage that. So,
I mean, do you ever see the guy down? It's like, you know, we're on the outside, right? Anytime we see him, the guy's up, you know, right? He just always just seems to be like a freaking joy to be around. Does he ever have bad days?
Well, I would be too if I had 890 something reps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, are you amazed by his diet?
And what do you mean?
Well, there was an article in The Athletic talking about, you know, he's known for the Cheetos and the Subway and
chicken parm and
chicken parm all the time. He just eats like a regular guy, but not like some elite athlete who has a nutritionist.
Because when we ask you about your diet, you have a pretty strict diet, it sounds like.
Where would you guys hear that?
Well, I mean, when we ask you what are you having for breakfast, and you always say, "I'm having some yogurt."
Yeah. No, I would say so. I mean, I'm not going to turn down, like, I had a cookie on the plane last night.
Right.
It was from like the restaurant. I'm not going to turn that down. You know, like, I still have the sweet tooth, and you know, I'm still going to have, you know, like some beers and wine or whatever. Like when we go out to dinner with the fellas, or if we go out with my wife for a date or something. But yeah, I would definitely say as I've gotten older, any type of
carbs,
you know, or not carbs necessarily. I mean, any type of, like, you know, cheat meal of any sort, or if, you know, I have too many beers, it all catches up much quicker than it used to. That's for sure. Well, so
you're not a fast food guy, are you? Are you a fast food guy?
No, not at all.
What's your favorite cheat meal? What's your go-to
cheat meal?
Yeah.
Well, I would say I'm definitely more of a savory than sweet, or than like sugary.
Okay.
And then so, I mean, I would say I'm a huge breakfast guy. Like, I love, like, I could crush like some banana pancakes, like things like that, lathered in syrup and butter. I think I'd probably say like that would probably be like my last breakfast if I had to pick.
Gotcha.
Talking to Nick Dowd, Cap Center, powered by Verizon. All right, big picture. Well, I guess it's small picture, but the last week hasn't been great, right? You guys have lost 4 out of 5. Should fans be worried about how you're playing here recently?
No, I mean, I don't think we're worried. You know, I don't think it. I think it's a narrow scope, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to look at big picture. We won a lot of hockey games. We were the first team to clinch playoffs in the NHL. You know, we beat some very good hockey teams. But I mean, I think at any point in the season, there's going to be, there's going to be challenges. Honestly, I think, you know, what we're going through right now is going to be, you can look at things in two different ways, right? Like, you can be all doom and gloom about losing 4 in the last 5 games, or you can look at these 4 in the last 5 games and approach that as, okay, we have a lot to learn from these 4 games before we get into the playoffs. Because every single night, applies, or suggests, the ability to get better, or learn from your mistakes. And I think every night there's opportunities for us to kind of, you know, self-taught, right? Like there were some mistakes that we made last night, that we can now clean up. There's guys that are getting put into different, positions on the ice, playing with different players that, you know, now can watch some film and we can learn from that too. I think, you know, the challenging thing about clinching playoffs so early is that we're continuing to try and get better every single night as a team and individuals. You know, we've already put a lot of the work in throughout the season, right? There's 7 games left, but you want to be sharp heading into the postseason. And I think that's the goal. So I think, you know, in my opinion, I think we can take these last 5 games, even against Boston. I don't think we played our best hockey. I think we played good enough to win, but you know, there was something to learn from that game was that, okay, you have a team down 2-0, regardless of who they are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of, you got to step on the gas and put that game away, as opposed to, you know, you let a team come back in 2-2 and then, you know, you have no clue. I mean, even all the way down to the last second, Charlie Lindgren made a huge save with like no time on the clock.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I brought that up, Doubter. I brought that up last week, and I'm not saying the Ovi thing is a distraction for the rest of you guys, but remember 2 years ago when Boston just ruled the world and they crushed the regular season and they had like 60-some wins?
Best team in hockey.
Right, and then they lost in the first round of playoffs to Florida, I think.
That's right.
So that's what I think Caps fans are kind of worried. All right, they've been so dominant in the regular season, but these games really don't mean anything because you've already clinched the one seed. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of worried about, all right, entering the playoffs, is it going to be the team that was really working for that one seed, or is it the team that really doesn't have to win because they've already clinched?
Yeah, and I get that. I mean, I think that's the challenge, right? I'm not a believer in thinking that like, oh, we can take these last seven games off and then every single person in our locker room can say, all right, boys, it's the playoffs, it's game one, let's turn it on.
Yeah, right.
That's just not how it works. I mean, you know, you want to feel good about your game heading into playoffs. You want to feel sharp. You want to feel, I mean, you know, quite honestly, you want to feel like you're a little worn down a little bit, right? Like you're kind of sharpened your weapon a little bit to get me to this point, to get me to the player that I am. So anything that happens during these playoffs, like I'm not worried, right? Like I'm even keel. We can fix this, or we can come back, or we can, you know, put the foot down on a team and be the team and close out a series. Those are all the teaching lessons that you have to pull from the regular season. You know, so I think that's the goal. I mean, is it challenging at times with seven games left, knowing that you've clinched? Yeah, but there's other teams that are going to do that too. And the sign of a good, you know, veteran hockey team is, okay, like regardless of where we are, we're going to go out and be professionals and play well and win these hockey games, or at least play well enough to win. So when you come in the locker room, everyone's saying, oh, you know what, we lost that game, but we played really well, you know, or, you know, I'd say 8 out of 10 times you play really well, or at least our team does, we're going to win those games. But there's going to be games that we lose that, you know, we should have won, but we didn't. And you guys know the difference, right? Like you as fans walk away and be like, man, they should have won that hockey game. They just ran into a hot goalie, or maybe they took some penalties or whatever. But you know, there's an overriding feeling of this is an opportunity to learn and just to continue to get better.
All right, Doubter, get some rest. We'll see you back in action tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bro.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. He's powered by Verizon. We'll be right back. So Blake Giffen basically called me the world's biggest boomer on Twitter yesterday for the way I was talking about bands make her dance. The lyrics to that song. Now I'm not a guy who's going to be like
a lot of P word.
These lyrics are very offensive. Cause look, I grew up like liking like hard rock and heavy metal in the era of like people wanted to censor a lot of that music because of questionable lyrics, whatever. These lyrics are wild in bands make her dance.
Oh yeah.
I'm shocked that Valdez is able to find even anything close to a radio edit. Like it's pretty shocking.
Band to make her dance.
That's Ovi's tune. Ovi's basically singing it in the hall, in the walkway out to the ice.
Is this what you played yesterday or something? You played again for me, I'm sorry. I just can't remember. I'm not locked in. I was thinking about the Juicy J song with Katy Perry. So how long has he been playing this one, Cakes?
I don't know. I mean,
All year. For every game, that's the song they play before they go out.
Yeah, before they're getting riled up to go out on the ice.
We may have to abort mid-song, though.
All right. You went to radio edit, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mike Wilmer.
All right, so when they're saying bands, are they talking about cash, money?
Cash, yeah. Bands of cash.
I think
bands
will
make her
about,
dance. Yeah. So like if you're at a club.
Throwing money at strippers.
A strip club. Oh. Yeah.
I think I got it.
Yeah, we get the basic gist of it.
Okay. I didn't really pay attention to it yesterday when we talked about it.
Hmm.
Throws me off that it's bands a make her dance.
look, they've clearly hit on something. I guess the song's wildly popular.
I can't remember. I read about it.
No. Did you guys? I really don't know.
I can't remember. I read about it that it started with, I think he saw something that Chicky was wearing. I might be botching it. Call in at 800-636-1067. So it started with that, and then it just became their thing.
Chicky is a wild guy. Like it seems like every week or every few days, there's a new detail coming out about him and like his lifestyle and the way he eats and the way he lives at home, like with his wife. Like he was on with Grant and Danny, and I guess there was a story had come out that like after a certain time of day, he just he doesn't have lights on in his house. Like
he likes candles.
He wants to get like this circadian rhythm going on. Mm. He wants to be able to sleep better.
I listened to that interview. He said it was
so
overblown.
He's eccentric. I'm gonna go with Chicky equals eccentric.
He's gotta have some lights on in the house.
He does. He says that they turn them off after dinner.
After a certain time.
And they put
time.
On some candles, but he said he made the mistake of telling one of the guys on the team, and then they blew it up into a whole big thing.
Of course.
Hmm.
But I can kind of see, like, if you want to get in, like, sleep mode, like, after dinner, like, just light some candles, turn down some of the lights, it gets you ready, it eases you into sleep. I can kind of understand
that.
But
you always have a light on, in the living room or somewhere in the house, you're always going to have a lamp on.
Not Chicky.
That's kind of weird.
Not Jacob Chychrun.
That's right. Weird.
And you can't argue with the on-ice results. They've been spectacular.
Or a nightlight somewhere. I mean, I don't know. It's kind
of
weird.
All right. The origin story of bands that make her dance is they're about to go out on the ice. Mm-hmm. And Ovi says to Chicky, headbands? Because they're talking about wearing
there
headbands.
You go.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he goes, how many you got in the bag? And Chicky goes, bands?
Okay.
And then someone in the background goes, bands to make her dance.
Okay.
And then they all start singing it together.
So that's the origin
story. That's the origin story.
I knew it had something to do with Chicky. I just kind of forgot.
I can't keep up with all the weirdness with the Caps. Like, I think Ovi calls Duhame. I think he calls him Doggy. That's his nickname for Duhame. And I think, who's it? Stromer has a weird nickname that doesn't really make sense.
I think Doubter told us about that.
Doubter told us about it.
He told us about all the nicknames.
I'm sorry. I'm clueless. In baseball games, they play their songs when they come up to bat. In the hockey games, when are they playing
the
song?
When they score goals.
So when they score, they're playing that all year.
They played
that 39 times this year.
I don't know that that's Ovi's goal-scoring song.
No.
It's just like the...
It's like a pregame.
It's just the song.
In the tunnel. It's like they're in the tunnel
they're
pregame.
Hyped up.
Okay.
And then at the bar in Boston, when they went out with Leonard, when they were at dinner and then they were hanging at the bar, they kind of serenaded him with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've seen it a bunch of times, Ovi in this song.
Yes.
I know that he has a relationship with this very explicit song.
Okay. All right.
They put out a video pretty much every day. Of them going out on the ice.
Yeah, and they like smack each other.
I know they do all their shtick. Yeah.
Yes, that's part of the shtick.
But I don't listen to the song. I'm not paying attention to the song.
They're just kind of chanting to each other.
Ovi's in there talking about like eating the chicken parm before he goes.
I know they have all these wacky rituals.
A lot of chicanery.
Are they still doing the soccer ball stuff before they even get on the ice in the background?
I think
the hacky sack and whatever. I know they got a bunch of weird stuff they do.
Like Oshie and Wilson used to do a bit where they would smack each other with the hockey sticks on the butt.
Yeah.
During warm-ups.
What is Willie doing now?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Does Ovi
kind of lost his partner in crime?
Does he always crash into the boards before a game? You know, kind of like to loosen up.
Because
I saw him do that at a game recently.
I don't know his real pregame ritual. Like once he's out on the ice.
And I didn't know, like, was he doing it, like, near his family? Or was he doing it just, is that what he does every game? Smash into the boards?
Not sure. I'll tell you when I watch his pregame ritual on Sunday. I'm in the building.
Just need to know these things.
These are things
you
need to
know. How many people are going up?
I'm going with two of my three kids.
Okay.
So three of us. I have the tickets and, more importantly, parking pass secured. Good to go. They're in my Google Wallet. And I'm good.
Good for you.
You will be devastated if he has a Hattie before.
Devastated is not the right word. Slightly disappointed that I'll be driving 4 hours each way. Maybe.
Right.
Not devastated.
So in a perfect scenario, you actually want him to have two goals before.
Yes. Two tomorrow night.
Now, if I'm greedy, if I'm being selfish,
which you should be,
but I also kind of want Caps fans to experience it at Capital One
Arena. Who cares?
You don't care about them.
You care about yourself. Okay?
Selfishly.
Yeah, you care about yourself. Selfishly.
I mean, I've invested a little bit of money, some skin into this game this weekend.
Right. If he scores.
Yeah, that's what you care about. You don't care about the other fans.
This is kind of what I care about. Let's peel back this onion.
You care about. You want him to have two tomorrow night.
That'd be great.
That makes the trip worthwhile.
Because I have pretty good seats, too. I mean, they're not on the glass, but they're lower level at the Caps shoot at twice.
Are you going to have your phone out and every time Ovi's on the ice hitting video?
I mean, I guess I should.
Right? You want to capture that moment?
Go
live in the moment, Cage. Don't be one of those people that have their phone out the entire time. And
that would be too much to have it on for
just have your phone going over you around.
No, just soak it in.
But you're soaking it in.
Here's when
no, he's not. He's watching it through his phone.
Here's when I'll definitely power plays. Caps going the power play. It might be the phone out.
I think it should.
I mean, if he's in his office, I might be like, let's get this captured.
Live in the moment.
I think he's living in the moment.
No, he's not. He's watching it through his phone. Don't be that guy.
It is a little annoying when you go to a concert. You go to a concert, and 90% of people are filming it instead of
actually not listening. Yeah, they're not listening.
They're not listening.
They're not really experiencing it.
No, they're not experiencing it.
I disagree.
What, just so
but
he can
I'm
post
a photography
it on,
guy,
he can
so
just
maybe
post
that's
it
why.
On Twitter or his IG? I mean,
well, just have it forever. Like, you have it.
No, you have your memory forever in your brain.
You can always see it
my
forever.
My brain is faulty.
Yeah.
My brain has some issues.
You download someone else's video from Twitter, and then you show your grandkids that in 15 years.
And you say, I was there.
This is my video. Right. I took it. I was there.
Hey, kiddies, go around.
Here's my
record-breaking goal.
Here's my ticket stub.
Yeah. Here's my digital ticket stub. It stinks. Tickets we used to be a proper society. Tickets were made of paper.
Can you request
now they're just out in the
can
ether.
You request paper tickets for this game or no? Like
probably somehow.
Like Ravel said, they're not real tickets.
I'll DM Darren Ravel and figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. If I want to pay like an extra $10 or $15, what does it matter? I'm already paying like $900 to go to the game. Yeah. What's another $20 or $30?
What if Cakes nailed it? Like, what if you actually picked the perfect game to go?
Yeah, that would Valdez is dead.
That's like hitting the lotto, man. It's nuts.
Got lucky. Sometimes you get lucky.
Big time.
Sometimes you get unlucky, like Valdez is dead.
Now, what's the game right after?
Get unlucky.
The game is first round of the Masters, April 10th against Carolina here.
Oh, you'll hit. Have you hit Van Stone up for that one?
I have not.
That might be impossible to get.
What is
which
that
game?
One? You said it's
like the Hurricanes game?
If he ties it, like if it's tied.
It's going to be tough.
Yes.
Why don't you just get the tickets now?
Though, the last time I did see our friend Jim Van Stone.
He said,
I believe this is a direct quote, hoping to see you out here for some Caps playoff games. And I.
All right, but that's different than.
Stored in the back of my brain.
That's different than like the chase.
Different than the chase. But I also talked to him and he basically said, well, I could have taken care of you with the tickets for the Islanders game. And I said, no, you've done enough.
That's true.
But it's also in the back of my brain that if the Columbus game in a few weeks, Saturday, April 12th in Columbus, maybe I might have to reach out. That could be a possibility.
I think the hat trick is in play
big
time.
Oh, it's so in play. It's very much in play.
Because, again, it reminds me of when Cal Ripken was approaching the streak. I'd have to look it up. It's been so long. Where he hit a home run, I want to say, when they tied it and when he broke it.
Yeah.
You mean the hat trick tomorrow night?
Right.
Or are you talking about the one there?
No, it's tomorrow night. It's in the mix. All right, when we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.